Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter im Sech des Meisters, Peri Gimel Mishnah Hei, Ezel Chatzar Shehi Chayeves B'Meisters. When you bring your Peris into the Chatzar, that's it. It goes into what we call the next Shlav, Achilas Haroi Yizasar. Whether the actual Chatzar as opposed to the Bayis is the Reis or the Rabbanon is a Machloikis, but one thing is for sure, when you bring it into the Chatzar, you now cannot eat anything. Not even Achilas Haroi until you first take off Meisters. So therefore, Freg the Mishnah, define Chatzar, define a courtyard. Ezel Chatzar Shechiyem is B'Meisters. The Bayis, for sure, sets a new border. You cannot eat anything without first taking off Meisters. That's learned from the Pasuk, that when the person says he performed the mitzvah of Meisters properly, he says, Biarti HaKadosh Min HaBayis. But you're saying a Chatzar as well. So what's called a Chatzar? Rabbi Shmuel says, Chatzar Hatzoyrus. It would have to be a Chatzar that is guarded, like the courtyards in the city of Tsar. Sha'kelim nishmarim betaycha. Kelim that you have in the courtyards of Tsar, basically you don't have to worry about. That's because there was a night watchman. Rabbi Kiva says, call any courtyard. She'echot peseach ve'echot noyel. One of the people that live here, he'll open the door, his friend comes and says, I want it closed, and closes it, or the other way around. In other words, any one of the inhabitants of this particular chatzar opens it and closes it as he pleases. Ptura. So the peiros you bring here are not chayiv, because this is a chatzar shein mishtameres. If I can't make sure the door stays closed, because there's another house in the courtyard, and if I close it, my neighbor opens it, so it's not a guarded chatzar. So is Rabbi Akiva arguing with Rabbi Shmuel that it has to be a chatzar with a watchman? Says the Melech HaShloimeh. No, Rabbi Akiva is moida to what Rabbi Shmuel says, that the chatzar has to be similar to the idea that there's someone there that's watching it. But it doesn't mean there has to be a watchman. It means one person controls the door. One person can make sure the door is closed. Reb Nechemia says, you know what's called a chatzar? That if you bring your parents into this chaser, it's kaveil amaiser. Kol she'ein adam boish milechol b'taycha. If a person wouldn't be embarrassed to eat in this chaser because it's hidden from the rishus harab, that's when we would say chayeves your mechuyev to separate maiseres even before you eat a chilas haroi. Rabbi Yosi says, kol any chaser she'nichnas lav, where if a person would come in, ve'ein oimelai, and no one who's in this chaser would say to him, what would you like over here? Ptura, it's pater. In other words, explains about tenura. Rabbi Yossi holds, let's say the Bali Chatzar are not embarrassed to eat there. It's hidden, you don't see it from the street. They have no problem sitting down and eating lunch in the Chatzar. But if a person can just walk in, and no one's going to turn around and say, yeah, can we help you? This is not called a private Chatzar, and therefore Ptura. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say there's one courtyard, another courtyard. One is on the inside, one is on the outside. Each one has houses. This may remind us of Masechta Seirivin. Now, if the people on the inside courtyard want to go out to the street, to the Rishus HaRabim, they have to pass through the outside courtyard. So if that's the situation, you have a railroad kind of effect. Hapnim is chayeves, the ones on the inside. If you bring in their peiros into that chatzar, it would be mechuyev and trumas himaisris before you can eat even achilas haroi. Whereas vachitzayna, the one on the outside, ptura would be pater, because that's not private, because the inside people are going in and out. So Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Akiva, that if you don't have a person controlling who opens and closes the door, it's not called a chatzar mishtameris, it's not koveya for the chi of maisris. So that's why if you have these two courtyards, and the inside people can come and go whenever they want, open and close the door to get out. That's how it's set up. Even if you only have a single person who lives in the outside chatzar, but it's not called a chatzar mishtameres, because he'll close the door and someone opens it, because that person has the right of way. On the other hand, the inside chatzar is called mishtameres, because this person on the outside, he has no right to come inside. So, we know that if you come into a chatzar, you have to stop eating achilas haroi, and you have to be mafresh trumas yemaisis first. What's called a chatzar? Rabbi Shmuel says a watchman, basically. like the Chatzar in Tzur. Rabbi Kiva says, one person controls the door. If he closes it, it stays closed. No one else can open it. If one person closes it and the other person opens it, that's not called a Chatzar, that's guarded. Rabbi Nechemiah says, we look at what people do in this Chatzar. If a person wouldn't be embarrassed to eat there because it's enough private, it's secluded, it's hidden from the Rishos HaRabim, that's the type of Chatzar. We would be chayiv and trumas imaisis when you bring in your fruit there. Rabbi Yossi says, if somebody comes in and no one turns around and says, excuse me, can I help you? As if to say, this is private property, you can't just come in here. If that's not the situation, anyone would come in and no one would say anything to him, then pitur. That's not called a chatzar, that's kaveh lemaisa. And Rabbi Yehuda says, if you have two chatzeres, one inside the other one, and the inside people to get to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim have to walk through the other one, so when you bring it into the inside chatzar, that would be kaveh lemaiser. For the outside chatzar, it would not. What's interesting is that the halach is according to everybody lahachmir. In other words, if it has any of these things, it's kaveh lemaiser. If there's a watchman, it's kaveh lemaiser. Like Rabbi Shmuel. If you're not embarrassed to eat inside, even if there's no watchman, lahalach it's kaveh lemaiser. Like Rabbi Nechemiah. If when a person enters this chatzar, you would say to him, excuse me, what would you like? It's kaveh lemaiser. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. And if it's a chatzar that has two people living there, even though one person opens and the other person closes it, but akoponim, there is a door here to close, we don't leave it open generally. So then we have the sheet of the chacham who argue on Rabbi Akiva, although they're not mentioned in this Mishnah. We say, no, it's a chatzar. So in order to have a chatzar that's not kaveh lemaiser, it would have to be that it has none of these things.